And it is time for a look at sports. Congratulations to the Bend South Little League Baseball team. Their 11 and 12-year-olds are the state champions. Wrapped up a week-long battle for the state title in that division by defeating Ashland 14-1. Team now moves on to the Northwest Regional Tournament in San Bernardino, California. That starts on August 5th. Corvallis pitchers shut down the Bend Elks for 8 innings and walked away with a 4-1 win Sunday in Corvallis. Bend now trails the Knights by 4 games in the West Coast League's West Division. They play a single game tonight in Bend at 6:35. Meantime, the split squad won a home game, beating Mound Time 9-4. Major League scoreboard yesterday from the National League. The winners were Cincinnati, Washington, Philadelphia, Florida, Milwaukee, San Diego, Arizona, and the Cubs. While in the American League, the Yankees, Detroit, Kansas City, Toronto, Boston, Oakland, and Tampa Bay were victorious. Well, big doings in the NFL over the weekend. Peyton Manning has signed a 5-year, $90 million contract with the Colts. Colts owner Jim Irsay says Manning wanted to get a deal done.
His intentions, once the lockout ended and we started getting ready to for football, was to get this done, to want to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, and want to be a Colt the rest of his career.
Pays Manning $69 million over the first 3 years. Manning, who has never missed a game in 13 NFL seasons, had just finished the final season of a 7-year deal he signed in 2004 that paid him close to $100 million. And other doings yesterday, Eagles got themselves busy adding a couple of cornerbacks, one whose name I can't pronounce, Nmadi Ashomuga, I think, and Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, one I can pronounce. Defensive linemen Cullen Jenkins and Jason Babin, quarterback Vince Young also signed with the Eagles. Jets inked wideouts Plaxico Burress and Santonio Holmes, as well as cornerback Antonio Cromartie. Todd Heap joined Arizona, and Seattle surprised by cutting linebacker Lofa Tatupu. Join me tonight down at Vince Jenna Stadium, Bend Elks hosting Corvallis. I'll be there from 4:30 to 6:30, and you never know who else might show up with stuff to give away. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.